This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Yesterday morning, I asked the question, why me? Why is it that people sometimes have this feeling, why am I being picked on? Why is God allowing all this to happen? Can I say today that we're not victims, but we can be victors? God has said that we can trust him in everything. And when he says it, we can believe that. Have a look, for example, at James chapter 1, verse 2. And our lives can be joyful in spite of the situations that come, because God has said that he will cause good to come out of every situation to those that love him. And that's from the Bible too, from Romans 8:28. So when we say, why me, God? It's really because we don't believe God. We don't believe that he can do all things. We're not victims at all. Most of us believe on some level that we need to understand everything. We don't know why. You know, has God betrayed me? It's not God who is confusing or betraying us. It's the belief system that we've got. So these belief systems that we have can sometimes be out of whack. They can be sometimes not really true. For example, we might have come to believe that we deserve to be blessed because we're honouring God, that we go to church, that I've been a good person, I've given my money to charity, I've helped my neighbour. Therefore, we think those things will protect us. Then something bad happens and we say, well, look, God, why did that happen? I've done everything. Why me, God? So what I'm saying is, when something happens very deeply that touches us and we say that, we're quick to judge that event as good or bad. But there is something more than that. Belief systems can be changed. And when we discover that something we've believed, even for a long time, is no longer valid, how are we going to overcome that? And so if you're crying out, why me, God, today, you've got to believe there is a God out there who hears what you're saying. Maybe there was a time when you didn't believe there was a God, and if you've changed your mind and opened your life to God, you can also open your mind about some new concepts. And when we choose to believe that all the events of life should be good for us, even the things that are painful, we can sometimes find that we've got to think, is God really there? Of course he is. Circumstances can change. God can be with us, and he is with us in every situation. And we can say, Lord, this journey of life that I'm on is an interesting one. And Lord, somehow I'm going to trust that you're going to bring good out of even the worst times. God is in control. You know, God uses the events of our life. He overcomes things. Our world, we think, revolves around us. And we forget that we're not the cause and effect of everything. You know, we're one of millions of people in this world, but we are not in control. God is in control of everything. Nothing changes without his permission. In Genesis, for example, the first book of the Bible, we read how God created all things. He set them in place. He gave them direction, perfect harmony and balance. Everything remains in God's balance. And life is not fair. We say this quite often. Yes, it's not fair, but God is always fair. We're not victims in this life. We are loved by a Father God. And perhaps when we're feeling distressed and we say, why me? God could be saying to you, listen, trust me, I love you. You've got to be patient. I am working everything out for good. Yesterday in Morning Devotions, I mentioned Job, and he asked that question, why me? He was favoured by God. God allowed Satan to mess things up in this man's life. He was a good man, and he permitted Satan to kill his family, plunder his land, his cattle, and destroy everything that Job held dear on earth. So God demonstrated to Satan and to us that these things, however bad they are, will not turn God from us. God knew Job. He knew all about him, and he knew that Job was strong enough to go through this, and Job got through it. And he understood that even though we lose, and he certainly lost everything that he had, with God we have everything we need. It's a hard lesson to learn, but it's true nonetheless. May God bless us and help us today to see that God is in control. Hope and trust in him. Lord, these are hard lessons. Give us the patience and the courage, Lord, not to say, why me, but to say, I trust you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.